Good morning, we're doing Rav Chalap on Bein HaMitzarim, this period between Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. Rav Chalap says, when we deal with something that is shorshi, something that's at the root of existence, it is going to be without a right, left, and center. When we speak of something that is at the root of existence, it's not something that has extremities and center. When we speak about its derivatives, things that grow out of it, there you have a right, left, and center. But at the root, there isn't. Love, says Rav Chalap, is the root of all good. Hate is the root of all evil. Between love and hate, which are two roots, there is no middle. If you don't love, then you also hate. If you don't hate, then you do love. There's no middle ground. At the root, it's either this or that. If a person isn't working to develop love, to make it stronger, and it cools off, so you have to know that hatred has crept in. And that is at the base of sinat chinam. Why would a person hate someone for nothing? No, because there's no vacuum. And if there's a lack of love, so then it gets filled with hatred. The Pasuk says the Jewish people complained. They were complaining in their tents and they say, Hashem hates us. That's why He took us out of Mitzrayim. He brought us here to be destroyed by the Amori. How could you say such a thing? How could they say, after all the miracles Hashem did for them, 10 plagues on Egypt, took them out of Egypt, split the sea, brought them manna every day, and they say, oh, He hates us, that's why He did that to us. No. The idea is, if there isn't love, there is hate. When love becomes cooled off, they felt like Hashem loved us so much in the past, and it's not there anymore, so then a person feels hatred. They were cooled off from their love of Hashem, so they sensed hatred. The Medrash says, what you feel about your friend is what your friend, what you think your friend thinks of you is what you really think of them. You want to sense Hashem's love, you have to arouse your love for Hashem. Because there's no middle ground, says Rav Chalap. And it only happens if you work to develop it. If you work to develop the love, then it's there. If you work to ensure that it's all-encompassing, then it's there. Says Rav Chalap, love is for everything. Love is encompassing of everything. If you have love, but it's a limited love, then it's not love. If you really, truly love something, then it has to encompass all of it. And if it doesn't, then you should know it's not real love. Love is an all or nothing deal. If you really love, then you work for it to encompass everything. You see a parent, this is my example, they bring their kid to school and they see their kid has a runny nose. They reach into their pocket, they don't have a tissue. What does the average parent do? They wipe the kid's nose with their finger and send them in and say, have a good day. And then they go looking for a tissue. No different than wiping their own nose. How'd you do that? Wait a second. Because there's nothing about the kid you don't love. You're prepared to do everything. Says Rav Chalap, true love is love that you're focusing on encompassing it. And that will lead us into the concept of what's really happening here. What is Sinat Chinam? Sinat Chinam, says Rav Chalap, is where a person says, I'm not working to have an all-encompassing love of my fellow man, of the Jewish people. I can love some of them, some of the time. No, says Rav Chalap, we have to work on loving in an encompassing way.